All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing.
Can you imagine
outside
when Manny
door.
Came home and
I hate
said, "Honey,
to wake you up to say
grab the
goodbye.
Kids, because he's got a son in high school that I used to see with him on Friday night when he was out recruiting." And says, "Hey, you're gonna be leaving. I think I want to say Columbus High School, but I might be wrong. We're gonna be leaving Columbus High School. You're going to a new school in Philly. How you like that?
I like it.
Wow."
But I'm getting a raise.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Things are
going to
be a little bit easier in the house next week.
I will tell you this.
I will be on the road still the same as I am now.
If you marry a college or pro coach,
you know what's up.
You know what you're getting into.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
And if you don't, you're a real dumbass.
You're being blind.
You know what it is. I mean, you can talk about being back home and how cool it is for Manny to be back home here and with his family and his father. Former mayor and everything else. It's great. It's great. But Manny wants a head coaching job.
Yeah.
And he got one.
Good for him.
He got one. He got what? Doubled his salary at least, maybe tripled it. That's a lot of money. But more importantly, for the first time.
He's the guy.
He gets to be a head coach. He's been a lifetime coordinator and assistant coach. He gets to be the man. You know how many guys in this country would love that. Now, I know the Texas A&M guy turned it down. He's buying Jimbo Fisher. You know, he's staying, wants something better, wasn't ready to do that. Okay. But Manny says, you know what?
I'm good. Let's try
Everybody
it.
Everybody uses this job. Everybody knows what the Temple job is.
That's it. Go 8-4, 9-3, a couple years in a row, get to a bowl game, peace
See
out,
ya.
Better job. Yep.
History will repeat itself. Look at the guys that have left there.
You're right.
The guy just left, got the job at Georgia Tech.
The guy before that went to Boston College. And the guy before that went to UM.
By the way, it's a pretty good jump.
Yeah.
Pretty good jump for jobs.
There's not a lot of programs that guys wouldn't leave, right? Like as a head coach.
There's what?
Like there's not a lot of programs like Alabama, you know, maybe Florida, Florida State. Like there's not a lot of places you would leave as a head coach. Like you go somewhere else. Like Georgia Tech, Boston College, like those are stepping stool jobs too. Like you'd move off of those jobs.
Yeah, but those are your power five
schools.
But
there's not a lot of jobs that are that prestigious, like what, Michigan maybe?
That you would leave to go somewhere else as the head coach?
As a head coach.
Or a coordinator.
You lost me.
I'm confused.
As a head coach. Because like you said, he's going to leave Temple in a couple years, right?
Yeah.
So like there's not a lot of jobs that are like sticking jobs where you'd be, you know, I would never leave this place.
Oh, well, Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame.
I think everybody would like to get into a power five.
Yeah.
Power five job. Most of them.
I mean, Georgia Tech or Boston College are never going to win a national championship.
Those are good jobs, though.
But they're okay. Good jobs.
They're not bad jobs. A lot of guys wait in line for those jobs. Yeah. They're ACC jobs.
Yep. Power five. You get in the power five, you're good. You're paid.
There's a guy that's a damn good coach at Duke that could have left when his teams were pretty good. Yeah. He actually liked it there.
Yeah, Cutcliffe could have gotten just about any job he wanted a couple of years ago.
There's guys. Right. His quarterback's going to get drafted. You know, he's known as a really good quarterback guy. And anyway, so whatever people think, and I get it. I didn't expect all the Canes fans to be salty and blame everything. By the way, the only good part of that team last year, if you really want to break it down and you want to get real nasty about this, and Manny Diaz's defense was it.
I think that's why people are salty.
Every week, that was it. Manny didn't have anything to do with the passing game or pass protection or special teams. And there were a lot of times those groups weren't very good. Trying two punters, trying to find a guy that can kick the ball 30 yards between two punters.
Good Lord.
Without saying any names. You know, we take it a little easy on the kids. You know, but anyway,
you just got to
get some things going. But Manny's guys, I mean, have a defense that good and go 7-5.
Yeah.
That's the embarrassment. Manny got an opportunity. God bless him, man. Those don't happen. And the only reason he got it is because he's been so good that he even got a chance to interview for the job. It's because success. Remember last year, everybody's worried he was leaving.
You're right. That's true.
Everybody was worried last year. Yep. I said, hey, man, he ain't staying. I told a bunch of guys, he ain't staying forever if this continues. And he's got a damn good group of guys all coming back. And by the way, a lot of them are going to the draft. A lot of his guys, he could have, just off the top of my head, if all the guys come out, he could have six or seven guys on that defense this year drafted
Oh, yeah. That's
a lot of guys on the defense get drafted.
Start with a defensive tackle.
Well, he's going to be first.
Yeah.
He's going to be first.
Start there.
That guy's a stud.
But what he did with this defense.
The best damn story this.
It is. It is the best story on the team, right, Jared Wills? Not even a question.
Really good. Clearly the best player on the team. But you look at their corner.
Yeah.
Going to get drafted. Those linebackers going to get drafted. They got some pass rushers that will get drafted whenever they are eligible. Jackson's got another year, right, before he can come out, if I'm not mistaken. He's got
The DB, Michael Jackson?
No.
Joe.
He's a true sophomore, right? I think he's got one more year.
DB, Mike Jackson, if you look at all the mock drafts, he's a late first-round pick.
Well, I mean, they got a lot of guys.
Those
two safeties can play at the next level, too.
One text that just came in, I can understand people are upset. The bigger worry is not him leaving. It's 1 week from today, the early signing period. What happened to the kids Diaz has been recruiting?
Not going to Temple, I can tell you that.
That's true. They're not following Manny to Temple.
Your girlfriend's not going with your best friend. You're fine.
I mean, these kids had to know, right, that Manny wasn't going to be there for their 4 years at UM.
I mean,
they can't be that dumb, right?
Well,
have one of the best defenses in the country. The coordinator's probably going to go somewhere.
Mark Richt knew this was going on, and he had to know that if there's one guy on that staff this past year, it's going to be Manny Diaz. After he lost the defensive line coach to Alabama before, I mean, this was going to be the next hot guy. It was going to be the defensive coordinator.
Mm.
That's so he had to know. Mark Richt's familiar with the business.
He knows. So, come on.
Hey, you got to keep your guys. Get the best players you can. Coach them up and play. Because once they start playing, we don't care if they're a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star. We just want them to be good.
Can you play and are you a good
player?
That's
all. That's all we're going
to
care about.
Great tweet that came into us, by the way. Joe, I'm happy for Manny. Look at it this way. Temple's serving as our farm system. We let Manny cut his teeth as head coach at Temple. When he's ready, we pull him back to the big leagues. Replace him with the fired Mark Richt.
Hey, by the way,
That could happen
down the road. Mark doesn't want to be here or they don't want Mark anymore. A couple years down the road, if he's had success, and I expect Mark's going to have a really good defense in Temple.
Once again, the text machine undefeated. Joe Jackson is eligible. He's a junior.
Oh, he is. Well, he's gone.
Peace out.
He had like 9 sacks.
First second, you teased me. All right, maybe you got another year.
I was thinking maybe he was just a true sophomore.
Yeah.
I guess I was wrong there. I guess he's another year. They're going to have a lot of guys get drafted, though.
They are. You're right. You're 100% right.
They're going to have a lot of guys go from maybe the first round, but the second round, they're going to start getting busy.
I think that second day of the draft, there's going to be a lot of Canes called.
Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds. I think there's going to be a lot of probably you get a seventh round. There's always a Miami Hurricane seventh round.
What about those linebackers?
They're getting drafted.
Yeah.
You seen some linebackers around the league?
Yeah, that's a good
point. Some of the guys we've had to pick up.
Great point.
Some really good. I mean, I'm not taking shots, but everybody's looking for linebackers. Those kids can play. So that's the other thing we didn't talk about. I mean, let's be honest. Manny's looking at all those guys, and he knows I'm losing my whole damn defense. Next year, if they're not good, I'm getting ripped from the next group that comes in because they're not as good as all the guys playing in the NFL. It's a good time for me to get the hell out of here. This is all worked out.
Sam Brooks from Northwestern just decommitted due to Manny's exit. Jarvis Brownlee just decommitted from the U. That's two in less than 24 hours.
Okay.
Because of Manny's exit.
What do you want to do? Okay, sorry.
Yep.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry we can't keep the family together, man, but this is part of the business.
Yep.
Their business is not to keep you happy. Like, you know what? I don't want any Hurricane fans upset at me. I'll stay another 2 years a coordinator and build this up again.
Man, that's what's coming out of the text.
And by the way, if I'm recruiting against the Miami Hurricanes, I'm using that against them. I mean, just so I'm not a complete jackass this morning.
There's that gray area.
Like, oh, Manny Diaz is leaving. I know you really liked him. Everybody likes old Manny.
Mm.
Manny's going to Temple, kid. Oh, you're not getting coached by the same guys. Come on. Come on. Come with me. Come on.
Who's coming with me?
Open it up. At least listen to me, man.
Yep. Here's a great one. I can't believe how people turn on Mark Richt after one down season with short memories. People, what short memories people have. I'm sticking with him. He'll get a new coordinator. We'll turn it around. People are so ungrateful and stupid.
You know, there are other guys capable of doing those jobs that have potential, and Mark's seen what kind of style of defense he wants to run. We're not going back to D'Onofrio again.
No.
That third and eight where you play off 12 yards and catch it underneath and run for 20.
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh, my God. I mean, this guy's aggressive. That's we like that. That's Kane's D. I like that.
I answered this before, and it's
not. What is it? Tackles for loss.
TFLs. That's it.
We all like TFLs.
Manny's going to have the turnover yarmulke at Temple. It's not the Jewish thing, guys. It's not that kind of Temple.
They know.
But that's funny with the turnover yarmulke.
Yeah. Temple's in a rough little neighborhood in Philly. In case you didn't know where Temple
is. The UM fan pages on Facebook are all going to be committing a bad word today.
I would love to
all have, the fan pages.
I would love to have, you know, everybody's calling, oh, my God, our recruiting class is going to be 20 or 30 or 50 or 90. And, you know, we were where it started and where it is. Okay, so you get guys that really want to come, and you work with them.
That's it. Seriously? Fans expecting Manny to stay and not say no to personal career growth? Of course he's going to take the opportunity. He's taking that job as fast as Hollywood would jump to Sex Island, if he could.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yep, yeah, I agree.
I always find it funny, though, when all the fans get mad at Manny, and they would all do the exact same thing.
100%.
So let me just say, you get to be the head coach, and I'm going to triple your salary. You get to be the head guy and triple.
Nah.
I'm staying. The young guy. What I want to say, what is Manny? Mid-40s?
Got to be. Without looking it up, it's got to be.
I'm a big Manny fan.
Yeah.
I watched him, I mean, day before games out Friday nights. I told you, I hit him three weeks in a row.
You saw him a lot, yeah.
I literally saw him 3 weeks in a row. Out recruiting and with his son, and sat on the sideline and watched them and players that he was watching. So,
yeah, that team's not a mess either. They've had four straight winning seasons at Temple.
No, he's good. 8-4. 8-4.
Stepping stone or not, he'll probably have a couple good seasons in a row.
Well, hopefully he does. Yeah. Hopefully he has some success in it.
Well, some of the Texans don't want that.
Well, I'm not changing anybody's mind, but that doesn't mean because – Canes fans are mad about recruiting, and then now this happens, and you're going to lose some more guys. First of all, if I don't know what they think, what are they these kids that aren't going to come here, what do they think we're going to run? Like a prevent defense? Is that what they're all afraid of?
Yeah, I think Mark D'Onofrio's on the running
for the
DC
job.
They're
not going to get another coach who can come in that's qualified to do the job. Come on, man. Come on. Stop it. You want to go somewhere else and bounce around? A lot of these, whatever. Start ripping the kids now. Hey, we got to go to break here.
Joe got pissed real quick.
Huh?
You got pissed real quick.
Yeah.
Some of these textures are morons, though, so what are you going to do?
No, it's fine. It's what we do. We're part of the club ourselves here.
Oh, no, I'm... Radio.com.
Radio.com.
WQAM invites you to join. I can't do that with Joe Dances.
Come on, man.
It's hard, man. It's WQAM invites you to join our sister station, Kiss Country, the 34th annual Chili Cook-Off, powered by Ford. That's coming January 26th to CBS Smith Park in Pembroke Pines. Headliners include Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs, Rodney Atkins, Low Cash, and many more. Get your tickets now at WKIS.com. Chili Cook-Off, fun day, by the way.
Yeah, that's very good. Those are our brothers, man. Brothers and sisters over there, Kiss Country, 99.9 FM.
You listen to 99.9 a lot.
They have the games, Dolphin games.
That's right.
Too. Two places here and there. So yeah, it's either bad. Place.
Look at you. Good promotion.
All right, listen, I don't want to get into what everybody thinks about Manny Diaz all day. He's going to have his press conference, 3 p.m. I'm sure we'll have a little bit of it and maybe get Manny on tomorrow. Maybe we can track Manny down.
That'd be great.
And see. I don't know. Is it a dead period? Maybe this is the last weekend before. I think this might be the last recruiting weekend to bring players in.
You know who that's a question for. He's coming on tomorrow morning.
He'll be on. Larry Bluestein will be on tomorrow. We'll talk to him about all this stuff and everything else that's going on. By the way, one of the greatest stats of all time has to do with one of our receivers that we had for a couple years down here, Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall was released yesterday by the Saints, right?
Yes.
Looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. They had him for a couple weeks. We're going to get him in shape, work him in.
I thought that he was going to play for them.
I did, too.
I really did.
Because they got a bunch of guys that nobody knows who they are, and they're still playing great. Drew's, Breeze still playing a high level with everybody's got around him. But I thought for sure, like, wow, down the stretch here, Brandon Marshall's going to be his guy, unless there's something wrong. Now, Seattle let him go, but they, you know, everybody's got an excuse. Well, it wasn't Brandon. We just wanted to play our young guys and everything else. So he gets let go by Seattle. Saints pick him up, and a few weeks later, they let him go. He's now been on seven teams, and this stat is unbelievable.
I almost don't believe this stat.
He's never, I don't know how, it's double-digit years in the league because he's 34. He has never played in a playoff game.
Wow.
Huh. And I'm not taking shots, but Denver, Miami,
mm-hmm. Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
And every place he was, what?
Jets.
4, 2, 3 years.
Yep.
Jets.
Giants.
Couple years there. They had a great passing game with the Jets. Didn't make it, even though they had the one good year.
Really good year, yeah.
Giants, he got hurt. And remember, they're going to have the greatest receivers in that whole group, and that thing ended up.
Sterling Shepard.
They haven't
Beckham.
Got that thing flipped around yet.
Not yet.
That thing's been a mess there. So then he goes, hey, I'm not done playing. I got to get healthy. I got some injuries. So he goes to Seattle. They give him a tryout. It must have been good enough. They sign him. He didn't play much there. And then this, it's just.
Wow.
And if he could have stayed around, Saints are going to playoffs.
Yeah. Saints might be the number one seed.
But 970 catches, 12,000 plus yards, 83 touchdowns, and has never, when it comes to the playoff part, when you know how they have Brady's games and then they have his playoff games?
Yeah, zero.
Brandon Marshall's not going to have that second page either of a playoff.
That's just, so surprising to me.
I'm sure he just wants to stay around and play in one. So he's not known as that one guy that never played in a playoff
game. That's right. Kelvin Benjamin this year will play in one more playoff game than he has in his career. He's with KC.
Wow.
I mean, that's just the last name that came to my mind.
I'm sure. I haven't looked it up. There's had to be.
And I'm sure there's plenty of players.
There's a lot of guys. I know the guys that haven't won a Super Bowl, okay? We know about that group. But I'm not even talking about Super Bowl.
No, just a wild card game.
Talk about, like,
a wild card
game. Played in a wild card game on the road, like a 9-7 record and got to go play somewhere else?
It's surprising to me. It really is. I'm sure there is a list of players, but he might be one of the top names when you make that list. If not, right up there in the top five of names of guys, really good players that just never made the playoffs. That is so surprising to me. You think about all these guys that we've seen in playoff games or even at the end of their career like Brandon's doing, swap to a team or go to a team and get into the Super Bowl or get here and there, whatever it is. But never been to a wild card game. Never been 8-8 and snuck in.
Right.
That's crazy.
And you think about guys that get cut or get traded or become free agents, go to teams, and it just never worked out. Everywhere he went, for some reason, just barely missed it or missed it by a lot.
God, were the Denver teams not good when he was there? Him and Cutler, I thought, were good out there.
They weren't bad.
And then the Bears, he didn't make the playoffs once with those Bears, not a wild card? I mean, Dolphins, obviously, was down here during, like, the Henny days. So, like,
Well, I remember we played Chicago. Remember the whole screaming match and all the stuff that was going on?
We threw the ball, Jay?
They're all throwing.
On the sideline?
Yeah, they're all having their just a strange story.
God, did he miss out on 08? Like, how far away was he from 08 here? Like, when did he come? I don't even remember when he played for the Dolphins now.
Well, they moved him after. He had a rough couple years.
I know he did.
And I'm not talking about on the field.
No, off the field.
He did drop a lot of footballs, but he had his issues, honestly. And he's even admitted it. I give him credit for that.
Do you remember how the whole thing started with Brandon Marshall down here? Remember they went through a press conference for him, Bill Parcells wouldn't do it, and he did it at that hotel where the Dolphins stay? He had his own press conference,
correct,
his own PR people. All the media showed up because he did his own thing there. I remember going. It was the Renaissance Hotel. He had his own press conference in a ballroom downstairs, not even at the Dolphins facility.
I will never understand. But that was Bill's thing. Like, he just
no press conferences for free agents or whatever it was.
Never understood why you wouldn't want to promote
your guy, your product.
I know the old school guys don't care about that. But in today's game, especially when you're not exactly the New England Patriots and going to the playoffs and winning lots of playoff games, I will never understand that. Why wouldn't you do everything to market the guys you have?
I agree.
Where at least you like the guys, even if your product's not very good. I don't understand. I'll
Sell
never understand if Jason Taylor wants to do a foundation event at camp and talk about what he's going to do that year for Sacks, going to give a certain amount of money to charity or whatever he's doing. That's just another event for people to come over. You're a lead story. Does nothing but help your product. And we got a new coach come in and tell him, no, you can't do it. We're not allowing that stuff. I'm like, first of all, why do you want to get off to a salty start with a veteran, really good player, or a free agent? I never understand that. I just tell you, man, I'm the CEO.
I want spotlights on these guys.
To be Tom Garfinkel, my guys are going to go out. My guys are going to be going out and doing they're going to be out shaking hands, kissing babies. They're going to get to know the club up there, that special little club. Was it Nine Club?
That's right.
They're going to get to know those people real nice during the year. They're going to know and get to know those guys.
Wow.
I just – it's one of the things that's changed in football there from the old days, and I'm just
– someone texted and he scored like 5 touchdowns in the Pro Bowl, Brandon Marshall, and then we traded him. He had like the one big Pro Bowl game. Yeah. And then
I remember. Finally got somebody to throw to me. I think
he made those comments. He made comments, something like that, and then boom, he's gone.
Right.
No longer a Dolphin. Traded him for 2 twos, and then you traded him out for 3s? Was that what?
He had a rough time down here.
Yeah. More off the field than on.
That's what I mean. Oh. Got in a knife fight with the old lady.
Yeah, that's right.
That was bad. He just remember the taxi cab issue? Got dropped off at a different place
went
running through the airport, and they found him on a $100-something tab. Jeez.
I mean, my goodness. You're right.
You can't make that stuff
man. No. Someone said, you're talking about the 9-7 club? No, not the 9-7 club. No, someone being a smartass.
That 9-7. By the way, I will agree with everybody. Somebody said this to me yesterday. The 9-7 club's the worst club to be in the National Football League.
It stinks.
You just miss the playoffs most of the time. Mm-hmm. And you're not drafting very high.
You're 21st in the draft.
Like, oh, God. Great.
By the way, someone's going to sneak into the AFC playoffs at 9-7. That wild card, that 6 seed is going to be 9-7. I thought it was going to be 10-6. There's just no way. There's too many teams at 7-6. Someone's going to blow a game here, and then 9-7 is going to get in.
Well, who's the front runner if everybody's that? Then who is it?
Probably
Baltimore.
Probably Baltimore, Indianapolis.
Indy beat us.
Actually, it depends on what Pittsburgh does.
We beat Tennessee. Just got to keep winning, man. Everybody's mindset just got to be, we just got to win these.
How about Pittsburgh getting in at 9-6-1?
I think Pittsburgh.
Because they don't have that 7th loss.
Am I the only one who likes New England against Pittsburgh?
No, I think New England's going to destroy Pittsburgh.
I don't know about destroying
them. I think they're going to beat them up bad after that Dolphin loss last week. I wouldn't want to play New England after that loss.
I think everybody's got to pay for what just happened to Belichick.
Yeah.
And Belichick was embarrassed.
He was.
So they show it on TV last night. They're all laughing on the side as the team's kicking off. Dolphins kicking off 16 seconds left and run it to the 31. It shows them. They go a shot at Brady, and they're all laughing. Right,
game
having a
over.
Great time.
Yeah,
going,
it's game
let's get ready to get out of here, you know. And then that happened, and seeing everybody's face as they're all walking off after that crazy
head
play.
Down, walking to the locker.
That was just that was unbelievable.
Someone texted, "How many times, Joe, did you watch the final play after it happened, like replay wise?" Well, you were force fed to watch it for a couple days if you put on SportsCenter or NFL Network
when we were playing. Is that what you're saying?
No, the final play last weekend.
Oh, my
God. How many times you see it like replay-wise?
Well, I watch NFL now. I'm guilty.
It's on every day.
I got to be over 100.
Yeah.
It's always on. By the way, I actually got tired of everybody critiquing the play and what went wrong and looking for guys. Like, some guys went on and said they saw some guys not hustling. Here's what they did right. Gronk's got to come up and shorten the field and squeeze it down where he's got help.
Breaking that play down is fun. It's fun to watch.
Right. Did he get rid of the ball? Look at this. This is perfect. This is how you execute this play. Starts with the throw to Kenny. Kenny got deep enough to get some guys to him. Flips the ball. A couple guys got tackled after they throw, which, by the way, is perfect because you got guys on the ground.
That's right. Less people to worry about.
Man, I listen to everybody, man.
By the way, no playoffs. Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, Dick Butkus, Gale Sayers, Floyd Little, and Archie Manning.
Archie never played. I know he's at the Saints.
Archie Thomas
was running for his life.
Dick Butkus never made the playoffs? Gale Sayers?
I didn't know that.
If that's the case, Brandon's definitely not top three.
You know that's considered, if not the best draft, might belong to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but second best? They got Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers.
Same draft?
Same draft. How'd you like to get those two first-round picks?
What's that like?
Hall of Famers?
Yeah, what's that like? Yeah, if that's accurate about these five guys, Archie, Floyd Little, Gale Sayers, Dick Butkus,
Joe Thomas.
I figure
there'd be some other guys.
Then Brandon's not top five, but he's in that conversation. Because he's not, I mean, those guys are all Hall of Famers, except for Archie, right? Is Archie in the Hall of Fame now?
Problem is, I think Brandon's going to be hurt because everybody that plays in this league is going to have those kind of stats.
Yeah. Wide receiver-wise? Sure. Now with all the passing numbers?
I mean, that's still 12 years of 1,000 yards of catches, but... He's a hell of a player, man. Those numbers listen. Those are serious, serious.
Someone
numbers.
Just texted in. The guy wants $250,000 for the ball. He's come out. Is that possible? He asked for a quarter mil.
Who?
The guy who has the ball. The Drake ball.
He could have. He could have, but I can just tell you on behalf of Kenyon Drake, $600,000 base salary.
You're not
there. Is no way, Jerky. He's paying for it, and the team doesn't. So you better find somebody that's in the collecting business.
Hey, sir, do you have layaway?
You know what I'm going to do? We got to call Rich Altman to find out what that damn ball's worth. That'd be an interesting one.
We do those occasionally. Things that go for that kind of money are like game-used, like Lou Gehrig jerseys or like Babe Ruth jerseys, like crazy stuff like that. Not a Kenyon Drake football.
All right. Hey, listen. But I do want to let you know.
Why'd you have to minimize it like that?
I just want to let you know.
Like, he's got to go for a quarter of a mil.
No, he's got no shot of getting that. I agree. But Kenyon Drake, just so you know, is not exactly making $10 million a year.
No. He's not Lou Gehrig.
He's not
either.
Giving you half his salary for that stinking ball. Honey, we won't be able to eat the rest of the year, but I got the ball.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Miami Hurricanes football and basketball on WQAM is sponsored by Centene. Better is taking charge of my health and better from Sunshine Health on your home for the Canes, AM 560 and 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
All right, we're going to jump on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. And we got a lot of stuff always come in on everything we're talking about this morning. So who do we got all fired up today?
Well, all the Manny people are still fired up. But they said they have shirts now on the Miracle of Miami. You guys should get one.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I'm sure they do. Two most embarrassing losses for New England and Belichick in his career might be against the Dolphins.
Boy.
Wildcat in this?
The Wildcat.
Yeah. That's interesting.
We were all surprised how Wildcat worked. They're putting that thing together as we're coming home from Arizona. We can't score any points. And somebody says, hey, has anybody got any friggin' ideas or anything we can do? And they said, well, we got two good backs. It's David Lee, the coach,
put it together.
Coach said, hey, when at Arkansas, we ran this thing with, they had all those great backs.
Darren McFadden was on that team.
He
that
says,
was a good
hey,
team, yeah.
Let's Ronnie and Ricky this sucker.
And Patrick Cobbs. Give my man Patrick Cobbs
and
a little
credit.
And
they did.
I love giving Patrick Cobbs credit for that.
Worked it. All those guys were smart guys and perfected it quickly. And man, next thing you know, you had yourself a nice little game against New England. Mm.
This is the best. Just randomly. What a block by Larson. My God. That's just a random text that just came in. Are you watching the replay again?
You know, he's part of that play. It's
huge
now
part.
That everybody's had a chance to see who was hustling, who got in position, what everybody was doing while this thing was going. And by the way, almost everybody's thinking, this play's over. Do what you can, but it's
go to the beginning of the Iron Eagle call.
And all
7 seconds left. All right, that'll do it.
But it was good, and he was a big part of it now. great hustle play by him.
All right, here we go. No real Kane fan is mad at Manny for taking the head coaching opportunity. The real disgust is with Mark Richt as he's turned UM into a bleep show. Nice, decent man, but not a great show. All the signs were this on the fact that Georgia should have seen it coming. Wow.
Was anybody saying that after the first year?
No. Or how about when he signed, when Blake James got on that plane and got him signed? We were celebrating
there,
down
now,
here.
There were some people that wanted Butch the whole time. There were some Butch people. But, I mean, I just thought once you got a chance to get Mark Richt, you had to take him. You had to. I mean, if you want to change your mind now and you should have known or you knew or whatever you text, I just, whatever.
It wasn't Manny alone. It was the talent that came to Miami that he had to work with that made him successful. He will not get that talent at Temple, but it was a good money grab for him. And the same person texted in, I hope Manny gets ED at Temple. That's not very nice.
Well, he's a young guy. He's fine. I asked him. He's fine. He's
not very nice.
He's fine on all
Oh,
that
you
stuff.
Talked to him about
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
yeah. That's weird.
How you doing, man? He goes, no ED, Joe.
No. Oh, that's good. I'm glad that came up in conversation.
No, he's good.
Saw Manny at the St. Thomas Central game in September. I had a short conversation with him. Very nice man. Wish him the best at Temple. Hope he succeeds.
He was there. Yeah. He was over there with everybody that was there that night to watch that unbelievable game.
I don't think it's the money. Miami could make a better offer, but being the head coach is something that is more attractive. I agree. That's the whole thing.
I think everybody made it pretty clear that Manny is making good money as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
By the way, all the offensive and defensive coordinators in college football are making really good money at the big programs now.
Mm. Someone said they're blaming Shalala for Manny Diaz leaving. Well, why not? That's going to be in the new ad when they go against Shalala.
I think you're going to have to go grab her in Washington, aren't you?
Donna Shalala ruined UM football.
Those are the new ads coming out.
The best is my wife still has some stuff taped on the DVR at home, like shows that she taped like 2 months ago or whatever. And every once in a while she's watching something and then the commercial pops up. Donna Shalala ruined UM football. I'm like, can we delete all these?
Nobody, whoever ran against her.
I forgot that woman's name.
She ran the most vicious ad of all time. She was right up there.
I'll never forget listening to Hollywood as Joe Zagacki's throwing it to Hollywood at the end of one of those Canes games. Dan Urbanowitz coming up next for the postgame show right here on WQAM. We'll take a quick break after this.
Donna Shalala ruined UM football. Radio.com.